This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Welcome to episode 154 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 17th of September, 2011. Tech Webcast is recorded live every Saturday and rebroadcasts on the Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason and Aaron. Our special guest is Sonia Carroll from the Microsoft Windows Phone 7 group. How's you doing, Brad?
Hey, Jason. How are you, mate? Welcome back to Tech Webcast.
Good to be back again. I've been sick for a while and all sorts of things going on, so it's finally good to be back on the show and get some video.
Good stuff, mate. Did you miss the show? Did you miss being on?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, always have fun.
What did you miss? What did you miss about it?
Oh, I missed you, man.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That's good. Get on ya. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I'm surprised for you. You'll have to watch the video to see exactly what I'm currently wearing. Yes. If I can zoom in at some stage, a Tech Webcast T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
From CafePress.com, and stuff. Drinking out of a cup. That's got Tech Webcast all over it.
So oh, my God.
We need people to go to cafepress.com/aquatic, A-Q-U-O-T-I-K, and you can buy yourself some merchandise.
Good
it's
stuff.
On all sorts of different things.
And what do they sort of range them in price on there?
You would ask when I haven't actually got the site right up.
Oh, okay, don't worry, that's cool. Well, they can go there and check it out. And, yeah.
You can introduce our other host.
And also, yep, we also got Aaron from Aussie Tech News. Hey, mate.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, mate. And also we got Sonia. Hey, Sonia.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
That's okay.
That's all right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The shirts start at about $18 Australian and go up to however big and different styles you like. There's also pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee mugs. Right. Yeah, there must be something new they've added on to Cafe Press. There's a stein for your beer, ceramic travel mug, water bottles, different types of cups, a thermos food container, thermos can cooler, and shot glass. That'd be the best one, right?
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
Get drunk to Tech Webcast.
Definitely. And also, we have a first giveaway ever, Jason, at the end of the show, mate.
We're going to be giving away the Boxy Box, finally.
Yeah, finally. And are you sad?
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, good luck, everyone. Are you sad that it's leaving your house?
Yeah, I mean, been part of the family for a while, you know, you get used to it, but it's time to move on to bigger and better things.
Yes, it is. And we'll know the winner at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. So let's talk to Sonia. Sonia, what do you do at Microsoft at the start?
Hi, everyone. How are you all?
Good.
That's good. I'm actually one of the Microsoft Windows gurus. Have you guys heard of us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Basically, there's 250 of us worldwide, and they brought the pilot program into Australia back in 2008. And I've been lucky enough to be part of that program. So that's what I do with Microsoft.
Wow. Good stuff. So do you review anything or any phones or anything like that?
No, what I actually do, I do so more so like technical training and focusing on that side of things. When new retail consumer products come through, I get given them and I go out and I train and I teach people how to use them and that sort of thing. So the latest thing I'm doing at the moment is the Windows Phone 7.
Oh, nice. So yeah. So how do you like the Windows Phone 7? Do you love it?
I love it. Of course, yeah. I love it.
Love it.
Which one do you have?
I have a HTC HD7.
Cool.
Yes, the best of the lot.
I love that one. It's kind of like the phone has like a little kickback stand so I can put movies on there and I can watch movies on my phone. So it's really cool.
I love
the whole filmmaking industry, yeah.
It's the one in the lineup that gives you geek cred because it's got the 4.3-inch screen.
Oh, it's a beautiful phone. It's my favorite.
Definitely.
What do you like best about it?
I like the user interface on them. They're really smooth and they're very clear. I find a few of the other handset manufacturers out there, their phones are a little bit cluttered for my liking. Mm-hmm. So I like that it's very seamlessly integrated. And I'm huge on social media. So if you ask all my friends, I'm always on Twitter and occasionally on Facebook. But the phone really integrates really well into social media. So it just suits me to a T.
Does that integrate the contacts with your Facebook contacts and Twitter contacts?
Yeah, so what it's doing, especially with the Mango, which is the next release for the Windows Phone 7, so what that actually integrates will be LinkedIn and Twitter. So you can actually go on and see all your contacts from Twitter or your LinkedIn or your Facebook, and it all comes under your People Hub, so that's like your contact card. So you just have to slide across, you go to one screen and absolutely everything's there. So you're not having to go into Twitter application and then into a Facebook application or a Hotmail application. It's all basically just integrated under one tile for you. So I love that. I can just see everything that's going on all at once.
Yeah.
So you really like the tiling system then?
Love the tiles.
Seems to be a
I love
good
the tiles.
From Microsoft, that one.
I really like it because you could just pretty much like glance at the phone, see what's going on. You don't have to like swip, you know, go through screens and hover up and down. You can kind of pin them as well. So just say like, I really want to watch what's going on with a certain person, like my family or something. I can actually pin a family group to the front of my home screen and I can just watch what's going on in their online world.
And that was the whole point of the Microsoft ads, wasn't it? That you could just have a quick look at it, see everything that's going on and not have to spend 5 minutes opening apps and switching to the right person.
Yeah. So it's kind of like they've really created a glance and go experience. So that's what we've integrated into the Windows phone. So, I mean, that's really good. A lot of people, you know, if you want to go in and send an email, you have to go into an email application, put people's names in and that sort of stuff. Whereas this way you don't need to do that. It's just all integrated. So you can go into someone, to say one particular person's contact card, and you can just send them an email from there. You can write on their Facebook wall from there. You can tweet them. Wow. So you can do everything that they've got online from the one card.
Can you take screenshots of your phone? Can you do screenshots?
Like right now?
Not right now, but whenever.
Is it possible?
Is it possible to do that?
I don't know. I don't do screenshots.
Okay. But you can do it though on the phone.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. That's okay. A good question.
Okay, cool.
Now, there's been a lot of talk recently about integrating the Xbox Live experience into some Windows Phone 7 devices. Will yours get that? Is that part of Mango or something else?
No, so Xbox Live is incorporated into Windows phones now. It's like part of the package. So every single Windows phone at the moment that's on the market, part of that is the Xbox Live. So you don't have to download it. You don't have to add it to the phone. It actually comes as part of the operating system. So if you're like me and like you're a mad gamer and you've got like one friend.
Fruit Ninja Connect.
I hate Fruit Ninja. I'm so bad at
that. I love Fruit Ninja.
It's great.
I love it on
but
the iPad.
I love, when I was at OzTech Ed, the guys introduced me to, what's that other game with you throw the birds?
Angry Birds.
Yes. I've just become an Angry Birds fan. And I'm good at Angry Birds, and I'm really rubbish at Fruit Ninja.
Oh, no. My daughter loves Fruit Ninja on the Kinect.
Yeah, well, that's where they got me doing it. They're like, come on, son, come over here and try some Fruit Ninja. So all these guys were around me watching me do Fruit Ninja, and I was missing them, and it's just the most rubbish.
Well, they must have had a good laugh anyway. So
I was very entertaining, let me tell you. But Angry Birds, however, I could shoot those little birds and knock stuff over. So I'm really good at
that game. I'm actually loving that game on Google Plus and also on my iPad as well. I love that game. It's so addictive.
Yeah, they just put that.
I'm not into iPad, obviously, because I work for Microsoft.
That's understandable. That's cool.
Well, they have that for Windows Phone 7, don't they, anyway?
Yeah, that's where I downloaded it onto my Windows phone.
All right.
Cool. And you can download, you don't have to buy them straight away as well. With all the Xbox Live games, you can download them and trial them for free for the first 1 to 2 levels.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good.
And then if you like it, you buy it.
So,
if you don't, you just keep going.
So, Sonia, do you have an Xbox yourself, an Xbox 360 yourself?
No, because I'm actually not a gamer.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
I was joking. I have on my Xbox Live on my phone, I think I've got like 2 friends and maybe like 3 credit points or whatever that point system is. Yeah.
Brad is one of your friends. He can challenge you and stuff.
Oh, look, I would love some new gaming friends.
Sure.
But all my girlfriends are not gamers, so I'm like, I need some new Xbox Live gamer friends.
Sure. We can all add you. What's your gamer tag? Can people add you? Do you mind if people add you or you don't want to give that out?
No. I'll have to go and look it up on the phone, actually.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Use it.
That's cool. No drama. And also you've done some acting as well on TV and stuff and movies.
Yeah, so as well as doing my Microsoft career, actually, I'm an actor as well. So I was out in London. I trained at one of the London acting schools out there, and I actually hosted a live hip-hop show.
Oh, nice.
So that was
really, cool.
Yeah, so that was really interesting.
Was that
know
one called?
Hip-hop, but it was called hip-hop. Session Basement.
Session Basement.
Yeah, and they basically showcased upcoming urban talent around London and that sort of stuff. So that was really interesting for me to be, you know, this little girl from Australia on stage with all these hip-hop artists and rappers and learning all that sort of stuff. And then when I came home to Australia and I was based in Brisbane, I kept hearing around, oh, you've got to move to Sydney and you've got to move to Melbourne to make it in acting and blah, 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 and there's no opportunity. So I thought, well, I think I'll just create my own opportunities in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And because I'm in the IT world and I love social media, I basically integrated the both of them.
Okay.
Sounds good. And I've created a Facebook group called Let's Make Films Team Brisbane. Yeah. So done that, and we've started producing films.
Good stuff. And you also do voiceovers too.
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm doing corporate voiceover training packages with Microsoft. So all with their Office and Windows Live and Windows packages.
Can we get a sample of your voiceover?
Yes, I can send one to you.
No, I mean, can you give us a sample right now of your voice, of your voiceover?
She's talent? Not prepared.
This is my voiceover.
Oh, is that how you talk? You don't actually.
This is her voiceover.
Is that how you talk? You don't actually put it on like a radio voice?
I have an amazing voice. Oh, what was that?
No, don't worry. Sorry.
I have a little bit of Microsoft voice.
I've got a friend who works for a technology company on the Gold Coast, and they take care of a lot of video movies that are coming in. So they have quite a bit of filming in Brisbane.
Yeah, that's good. All right, hey, Aaron, you got any questions for Sonia?
Yeah, I do have a couple. It's an interesting time to have you on the show, Sonia, because you know we've just seen the Microsoft Build conference earlier in the week, and I think that everything that we've seen about Windows 8 is generated a lot of questions about that operating system. But I think it generates just as much questions about Windows Phone. First thing I was interested to ask is that how much advance notice about what Microsoft are doing do you have before you're sort of telling that to other people?
I myself don't get a lot of advance notice. The kind of Microsoft keeps things really quite tight and close to their chest. So it's more so like I know the Mango operating system is coming out in the spring. So we've started finding out a little bit more information about that and what features the Mango system has. But as opposed to like operating systems down the track after Mango, all that's kept really tight and close to their chest.
You don't have an exact launch date yet in Australia for
No, Mango? They've given a launch date of spring, but I do believe they're looking towards late September, early October.
Ah, well, there you
it's
go.
It's not long to wait.
There you
and
go.
It's
yeah,
made,
right.
Like, the new operating system.
There is an exclusive to Tech Webcast. It's going to be
and
really
what
very
about,
soon.
And what about, I mean, this one will be carrier delivered, just like the last update earlier in the year?
No. So what this one will do, you'll get a notification. So every single Windows phone that's on the market now is already Mango ready. So you'll get a notification on your phone from Microsoft and you just tether it to your PC, open up Zune, and it'll download the update for you.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. So that's really
quick
different.
And easy. Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
different from earlier in the year, isn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, when it was the other way, it was a little bit slower. So this way sort of just does it really fast for you.
Yeah, you can do it through your ADSL and stuff rather than waiting for the 3G.
Oh, gosh, you can just do it all yourself. I love having control over IT.
Sweet.
Yeah, same, so do I.
I hate waiting for things.
So, Sonia, what is your favourite gadget? What is your favourite geek gadget do you like to use?
Favourite geek gadget? Probably my Windows phone at the moment. That's my favourite flavour of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because I'm so into social media and it just integrates everything for me. Like one of the frustrating things that I used to find with other handsets is if I want to update my status on Twitter or update my status on Facebook, I need to go into those applications separately and do it. Whereas now on the Windows phone, I can just click update status, type my status in and send it to all of them all at once. So I'd only have to do one update.
Good stuff.
And that's amazing for me.
Now, does that have integration with other apps? Like if you're in a photo app, in a camera app, you take a photo and then you can straight away send that to Facebook or Twitter or wherever?
Yeah, so you can do that as well. You snap on the picture and then you've got like a little options menu. You tap that and you can send it to Twitter, send it to Facebook. That's how I've actually on my Twitter, you'll see a lot of my photos from the TechEd website. I was uploading them directly from the handset.
Right.
So yeah, it's really
one of my friends has in why he didn't get a iPhone is because you take a photo in the camera app, then you have to exit that, then start the Facebook app, and then upload it from there. You can't just send it straight from one through to the other like you can on the Android and the
I've actually got some friends that have got iPhones as well, and they sort of come to me and go, "How do I upload a photo?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, in Windows Phone, we just tap the photo and send it." So how do you do it there? But
that's not really.
You have to go through a bunch of screens.
Yeah, to me, that's not really a big deal to me. I don't really. That doesn't really worry me. You just open the app and then takes like 2 seconds to do. That doesn't really worry me at that part. But I don't know about you, Jason, but.
It's a bit slower on mine because I'm running iOS 5 beta on a 3GS and I need an iPhone 5.
Dude, you need an iPhone 4. Get an iPhone 4 or an iPhone 5.
2 weeks.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Are you going to line up and get one, mate?
Yeah, when. 5 comes out in 1 month. I hope to be able to run out and grab it as soon as possible.
Oi, none of that swearing on here. No iPhone 5 talk on here.
hey, Sonia, maybe you can send him a Windows phone. Maybe you can send him a Windows phone to make him use an iPhone.
You let me see what I can do. Get rid of that goddamn iPhone.
Well, I mean, the main reason I want to stick with it is because I've got so much money tied up in apps that if I get a different platform, I have to start buying everything again. It gets expensive.
Yeah, see, that's one thing. That's one really good thing about the Windows Phone is straight out of the box, there's so much you can do with the phone without having to even download an application. Like, it's just amazing how many things are already integrated into the operating system. Mm. Whereas I know on the, you know, those other phones that we won't mention.
Those naughty phones.
Yeah.
There's other, you know, the fruit phones and the other donut phones and all those sorts of things. You have to download applications to make things work.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, I've got a phone, a Windows phone, and I don't have to spend any more money doing anything else. It works.
Make it simple for amateurs and beginners with the smartphones as well.
Yeah, it's good for those that are new to the smartphone market. And
instead of getting a phone, like, how do I use a phone? Well, you got to go to this place and download all these things first.
God, imagine if I'm trying to explain to an 8-year-old how to use one of those other phones. Nightmare. Whereas on Windows Phone, they just look and they're like, oh, so that's how I make a phone. That's how I press to see what my granddaughter's doing. So, yeah, that's how I send an email. So, yeah, so it's really nice and easy for them. Cool. It's really good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And you also went to TechEd AU.
I did, and I saw the best geek toys there.
Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I think I'm a guy. I went there, and all the guys are huddled around this big racing contraption, and I walked up like, oh, what are you all doing here? Oh, what's that? Can I have a go? And it's like virtual racing, like a race car. So you got in, you put your helmet on, and you're steering. And I did really well, apparently, for a girl for my first time.
Sweet.
Yeah, I managed to stay on the road. And then they had night vision goggles there, and it was all some really cool stuff. They had the Surface there. But, yeah, TechEd was my first time that I went, so I didn't really know what to expect. Okay. But it was so much fun.
I'd really like to see the Surface going. That would be interesting.
Yeah, same. I think it would be good to watch too. And actually going to TechEd would be good too.
You know that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise? And it's like sweeping back and forth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Cool.
But a version for us.
Neat.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Do you think that'll... stay business, or do you think it'll come down to customers at the end?
No, I think they'll definitely look at Microsoft likes to bring everything down for consumer markets, so they're definitely looking at bringing that down the track. It'll definitely be around for consumers. Yeah.
What I always say on my site whenever I write about Microsoft, I know that at a senior level, Microsoft don't think in years; they think in decades. So it's like, to answer your question, it's like. They've got a 10-year plan where, like, in that last couple of years, there's definitely, like, consumer usage of Surface. But it's, like, it's something that they're forecasting for. It's just a question of when. And they always think that far ahead.
Just to get, like, the right price and how they can actually manually put that into a consumer, you know, into the household, what form factor they can put that into and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
Exactly. We put people first. No, but there were some really cool things there, and there was loads of free giveaways. Like, oh my goodness, I got so much free stuff from this event.
Well, damn, I'm jealous.
Yeah, same, me too.
I know, you should have come.
We should have went. Me and Jason should go next year.
Yeah.
I met loads of my Twitter followers there, so that was really cool. They're coming up. And
you should have met. You should have met TechAU. He went there too. He got a free pass as well. He went there as well.
What did he got a free passport or something?
Yeah, free pass. Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. Microsoft paid for him or something and went up there.
I live in the Gold Coast. I really wanted to go, but yeah, I saw the cost to get in. It's just like, whew.
How much was it? How much was it, Aaron?
Oh, it was about $1,800 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's a sort of money where, like, if you're a Microsoft developer, that's money easily spent.
Oh, okay. I would just go there just for the new
stuff. Yeah, it had lots of conferences and all sorts of stuff. Like, there was so much that a developer would learn there.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so Jason, we've got some tech news, mate, and also we've got
a
Boxy Box.
Yeah, do a few news summaries, and then we'll do our draw out of the hat with our Boxy Box giveaway.
Yep.
Okay, Optus will start rolling out fourth-generation 4G mobile services next year at the same time as it runs Australia's first trial offering 4G services on Spectrum previously used for analog TV. Optus Chief Executive Paul O'Sullivan announced in Sydney that the company will start offering 4G mobile services in Newcastle in April 2012, rolling out to Sydney, Melbourne and Perth later in the year. Oh, no mention of Brisbane or the Gold Coast there. Sorry, guys. Apparently, the world hasn't quite satisfied its desire to know more about the upcoming iPhone 5 as more leaked photos of the new model surface online. First, it was the sushi snap. This time the photos came from mobile phone accessory website Casemate. From what we can see in the images, it seems the next iPhone will look more like an iPad with an aluminium back and elongated rubber volume buttons. The photos were pulled offline almost as quickly as they surfaced. The webpage where the cases would be displayed contained a message reading, "We'll have your cases when you have your new phone." There's still no word on when the next model will be released, but with all the publicity, perhaps it should be delay its debut indefinitely. In a nod to rival social networks, Facebook is letting its users subscribe to news from other members, even if those they are not friends with. Facebook said in a blog post that it is rolling out the subscribe button to users. This will let people hear from Facebook users they don't know personally, such as celebrities or political figures. Public figures have already been using Facebook to send news to their fans by creating public pages. By clicking the like button on these pages, users can see the updates in their own news feed. And finally, Maverick online retailer Kogan has started selling premium brand electronics, including goods from Apple, Samsung, Yay. Canon, and Nikon, to undercut the bricks and mortar rivals by hundreds of dollars. Yay. Kogan, whose aggressive sales push in the retail wars this year forced Harvey Norman into submission, announcing today it was adding the items to current stock of home-branded products. The latest savings include the latest iPad 2 going for up to $160 cheaper than JB Hi-Fi, and Canon camera discounted even more. Russell Kogan told us that the big retail could again be expected to cry foul, like Harvey Norman did when it asked for the $1,000 GST exemption for online retailing to be scrapped. We think the announcement will shock and scare the big retailers because we're now attacking the core of their business, big ticket cameras and the most popular tablets, Mr. Kogan said. And that's the news for today.
Great news, Jason. Aaron, do you want to add any new topics before we do the giveaway?
Yeah, I just want to add something quickly about iPhone 5 rumors before we move on to the giveaway. Now, let's do some simple math with what was happening this week. Microsoft have been owning the PR lands this week. There's been a lot of positive hype about Windows 8 and Windows Server 8, which I personally think is even more exciting than Windows 8. When you sort of do the math, it's like, Microsoft's rivals always sort of look at this positive PR that their rivals are getting and they go, hey, that's a bit too much. Like, we need to be in the news this week. And so I think that these cases that leaked, it was intentional, and I actually expected Apple to announce, like, you know how they do those invitations to all the press about, when their next event is going to be. I expected them to do that during the Microsoft Build conference just to mess with Microsoft, and they didn't. They've just got a new CEO. I don't think he had the guts to do it, but I think these cases leaking out have given people a bit of a hint of what the next iPhone is going to be like, and I think it was done on purpose just to be like, just to change the conversation in the tech world about Microsoft to Apple and about the iPhone in particular.
Keep
I think it was
in
done on purpose.
Mind. Yeah.
Don't get too excited. Yeah.
losing it in another bar again, that was dumb, but these little leaks on websites and stuff is a better way to do it. Accidentally.
Are you sure that was dumb or was that planned?
I mean, they did it last year, so it's a
yeah,
bit...
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought of a different location.
Come up
to
with a new idea.
It.
Starbucks or something, come on.
Or lose it in a school or something, you know?
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, they've got to start thinking about their employees if they're constantly losing all these special phones.
Yeah, well, they got a new security guy there now to watch over the prototypes, apparently.
Perhaps they shouldn't let them leave the building.
Yeah, I saw somebody was saying they shouldn't let anybody who drinks alcohol ever have a prototype. Get those teetotalers or something onto it. All right, should we do our giveaway?
Yeah, let's do it, mate. Let's do it.
All right, this is going to be a number picked from random.org. It's got true randomness, they reckon. So I've got the numbers.
So do you want to write the names out? Who's entered first, Jason?
And like, many,
if you want to.
So we've got Gaurav Soni, Zara Rose, Heath Gibson, Drew Andrew, Gareth Williams, Michael Bowie, Jack Telford, Steve Hughes, Mark Jeffrey, and Kevin Wong. So let's pick our number. And the lucky number is 9. It goes to Mark Jeffrey. Congratulations,
Mark, on
your new
well
boxy.
Good on you, mate.
We'll get that sent out to you as soon as we've got your details.
Good stuff. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the Boxy Box from D-Link. That's great stuff. And any last words before we go, Sonia? What are you up to in this week coming? Or want to mention anything?
This week we're going in pre-production for our second film that we're doing through our filmmaking group.
Cool.
And I'm finishing off some corporate videos with Microsoft. So, once again, so busy.
Good stuff. All right. And Jason, any last words before we go, mate? Do you want to mention anything? Or?
Yeah, go to the Cafe Press shop and buy some of our merchandise, people.
I agree, definitely. And
you can go out, get drunk with your shot glass, and then go to bed with your clothes on.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's right. And Aaron, any last words, mate? Twitter addresses and stuff like that?
Check out oztechnews.com, oztechnews.com. Lots of things have been happening. I'm keeping on top of a lot of it. And I'm always looking between the lines in between the press releases. So if you want to get to the bottom of what's really going on, check out the site.
All right, mate. Sweet. Good stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter at Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Jason, Twitter, what's your Twitter name?
BlueBilby.com and Jason Warlock, WALOK on Twitter and also at BlueBilby Apps.
Good stuff, mate. And Sonia, where can they find you on the interwebs?
You can find me, the easiest way, just find me on Twitter as well. So that's Sonia Carroll, SoniaCarroll.
Good stuff. Cool. Good stuff. And to the person who won the box bus, please email us at techwebcast@gmail.com so you can give us the address and stuff, and Jason will post it off to you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good on you. Enjoy the boxy box. And this has been episode, what episode is this again?
154.
Thanks.
You
for
lost
being,
the game.
You too. And... We say that all the time. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to have a guest on to do with the app, about the Forky app. And it's going to be a good chat about him.
See you all then.
See you next week. Thanks, Sonia.
Right, see you later.
Thank you.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for Geeks.